Welcome to the Hope Elim Podcast.
We are a diverse church in the heart of Des Moines, seeking to bring God's kingdom as we live more like Jesus.
We hope that what you're about to hear points you to Jesus Christ. Know that we're praying for you and look forward to connecting with you soon.
Praise y'all, because he is more than worthy, and he is able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask. Come on, come on, come on. All right, at this time you all may be seated, and Hope Elim Kids can find their friendly Hope Elim Kids heroes at the back of the worship center. Thanks, y'all.
Give it up for the worship team one more time. Kiana, thank you for that last song. That was a word for somebody today. I don't know who it was for, but he loves you. Something that we don't hear enough, but it's exactly what God spoke to your heart today, that he loves you. I don't know what you got going on, and I don't know what you're working through and what you're worried about, but if you can just grab that, that'll be enough. He loves us, and I just think about it. Just think about it. Just sit in it. We ain't got to move too quick today. If we could just understand that he loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus, the perfect son, to die for imperfect people. If you caught that, and you allow that to move from your head to your heart, you will move different. You will worship different. And I'm a guy that needed to hear that today. Not because I felt like I was lacking or I didn't know. It's just a reminder, because sometimes the enemy will be in your ear telling you that you're not loved. And so whoever needed to hear that today, receive it. Because he does love you, and he's not done. And so that's just the beginning of what we're gonna talk about today. For those that do not know me, my name is Julian Dismute. I get the honor to be able to preach the word here in this church. I get to serve along some amazing people. I love this church, I love this city, and I love what God is doing through this church. We've been talking about becoming a lighthouse, shining our light brightly, so the people that are out there on different ships can find their way back to Jesus. And so, shine brightly today. And the word that I have today, I just really feel that it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. And God wants to wipe away that worry from your life. And so, you guys remember that song we just played before, Gratitude? Walking in the overflow, right? If we could be real, some of us ain't really walking in it. Uh-oh, we got quiet. It's hard for us, some of us, to say that song or sing that song because maybe we are not walking in it, but we desire to walk in it. And it's hard to be able to speak that truth when you're not living it. And so today, my hope is that this word will hit your heart in a way that you could experience the God that gives peace, the God that gives mercy, the God that gives grace overflowing. And so I'm just going to pray over this house. We're going to allow God to have his way. Amen. All right, dear Lord, have your way. Have your way, God, in this place. You know exactly what they got going on in their hearts, in their lives, at their jobs. God, you are a God that sees it all. As a matter of fact, you are with us in the middle of it all. God, you don't just stay from you don't look up in heaven and just stay there, God. You actually come down. And so, God, I just pray that your spirit would break out in this place today. That you would confuse the enemy, God. And that you would start to tear down walls that keep us from you, God. God, have your way in this place. Do what only you can do, Jesus. Do what only you can do, God. We want to walk in the overflow. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Rain over. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right, y'all, we're going to talk about a deep topic today. We're going to talk about worry, all right? And the reason why I want to talk about it is because we have been in a sermon series that is 7 Habits of Highly Effective Christians. And we have been having some really good words about having a transformed life, having a transformed mind. We went through our sermon series for 3 weeks in a row about being a lighthouse, 24. All right, so y'all been listening. All right. But today, I believe this message, out of all of them, though they were great, this is the most important one. You miss this one and the other one's just not going to line up right. Today, we're going to be talking about really the power of prayer. See, we live in a world where there's so much darkness. Let's just be real. We hear things that are happening over there in Israel, the war that is going on. And in our country, we have leaders that just can't figure it out. Let's just be real. And it got some of us worried. And see, some of us have lived in a time where there maybe was a lot more peace in the world. And now we're looking at the world and now we have this chaos. And it's in the world, but if we can be real, it's within. And we got some questions. And maybe you came today with some, like with a heavy heart. Because some things in your life just haven't been working in your favor. Right? Maybe there's some questions that you've been waiting to get some answers from and God maybe just hasn't been on your timeline. But I believe today you can leave better than you came. And if you apply this principle, which is the most important principle, it will change your life. Because the only way that we can be effective for God is if we're empowered by God, yeah? Oh yeah, now y'all starting to see, I'm speaking to some people right now. Prayer. One of the most powerful things that I feel like I've developed in my life, I'm not always like, yes, I study the word, but I remember being in seasons of worry. Because the bills, they wasn't getting paid. Yeah, amen. And there was times in my relationship when things were just falling apart. And I was worried about if things were going to last. You ever been there before? But God showed me that when I get worried about things, sometimes I can get very weary. See, you know what weariness, how it happens? It happens this way. When you start to worry a lot about things in your life, it weighs on you. You get a heavy heart. Especially if you've been waiting for God to come through. And especially if you went to one of the conferences and they gave you a prophetic word and it didn't come to pass, watch out. And so this is some things I want to talk about just to open this up today, okay? Why do we worry, okay? Number one, sometimes fear of negative outcomes. A little nervous. You're like, I don't know how this is going to end. So you're a little fearful, right? Maybe you're preparing for the worst. Since maybe you've been dealt a bad set of cards and you thought you was going to win, but you just keep on losing, right? And you just keep preparing for the worst because that's all you're used to. You never had favor on your side. You haven't had a blessing in your life before because you're struggling and all you've seen was dysfunction. So you just prepare for the worst because of whatever happened to you in your past. You're like, you know what? I refuse to let that happen again. So worry has been something that you've lived with. Or maybe you're just a person that's like, I'm just thinking of the future. You keep worrying about your tomorrows. You keep worrying about 5 years from now, how your kid's going to turn out. You keep worrying if God is going to ever answer your prayers. And the thing is, when we start to worry about the future, we miss what God is doing right now. And I remember times in my life where I was focusing so much on the future. God was like, Julian, you're missing the blessing that is right in front of you, Julian. See, and sometimes, see, what the enemy wants to do, he wants to have you look over here and look over here. And what he wants to do is cause a mess right here. And then we get frustrated and we get mad. And our hearts get weary. And what happens when our hearts get weary, walk with me, we wander. We start to live in our flesh a little bit. We try to take control. And then we have all these compulsive actions because we're trying to take away that discomfort. And some of us, like maybe it's nicotine for you, or maybe it's drinking, or maybe it's just pride. Like, oh, Julian, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do none of that. Okay, but maybe it's your pride that's trying to come for you. You know? We all have something that we run to. And can I just say this? That wherever you run into, that's the idol in your life. So think about it just for a moment. Who do you run to when you get worried? What do you do when you get worried? Just think about it for a moment, because we ain't got to rush through this. Because if you just catch this right here, you can go ahead and go to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can just catch that. If it's not him, then it's probably not healthy. You feel me? And so I want you to think about this. What would it look like instead of your worry causing you to be weary and you wander living in the flesh, doing things that seem right and feel right but are not right, and there's a wedge between you and God? What if you turn your worry into words and pray? Think about it. It's not too deep. But I've been around long enough to know that many of us like to use excuses of why we don't spend time with God. And we're living in a day and age where we got to get rid of them excuses. Even in the Old Testament, the one thing that he would always tell them was stay close to him. Stay in his presence and seek his face and pray. And what I know about all religions, even if you're not believing this, they all believe in prayer. The question is, when will you? I know I'm coming for hearts today. Because it's so easy for us to make excuses on why we don't make time for God, but God made time for you. And I remember being in places and spaces in my life where I had every reason why I wasn't spending time with God. God, you gave me this kid. You gave me this wife. I'm out here trying to get this check. And God like, yeah, I know. I know, but you never spend time with me, Jay. Don't you know we serve a selfish God? A jealous God? He's selfless. Oh, but he's selfish. He wants to spend time with you. And I found that when I was spending time in his presence, everything started to change. And so, can I tell you this? Like Paul said, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Don't just pray to get a bag. Pray for him to show up. Don't just pray for the promotion. Pray for that peace. Some of us live with so much heaviness that we couldn't even raise our hands in worship today. You don't need Drake. You don't need Drake Donner. You don't need another meal. And if the only meal you're going to eat, the table is set right here. Spend time with him. That word, if we can be real, I'm not even trying to go that deep, because y'all, I just really want y'all to understand is that there is nothing more important than him. And this is Paul talking here, okay? Paul is talking to this church in Philippi that looked out for Paul. When Paul was doing his ministry, they threw him some money to continue to advance the gospel. And so Paul is talking to them. He's like, listen, y'all, I know you guys got some disagreements, because that's what happens when we wander. We start to wander away from God. Now we're living in our flesh, and now we are causing division amongst each other. And Paul is saying, hold up, y'all, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. There's so much power in prayer. And he goes on to say, tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. So can I just say something, y'all? We got to learn to dwell with him in a secret place. Anybody got a space and a place where you go where it's just between you and God? I'm just talking about a space where not even your wife or your spouse even know where you be going at. You be gone for an hour, they can't find you. And you in the presence of the Almighty God. Yeah, and this is a place that you would run to when you're under some stress. I'm talking about the place that you would run to when you got some problems in your marriage. I'm talking about when you got some problems in your life. When you need a bill pay, you run to his presence. He owns everything. And so me, I tell you guys, this is David here, and I love this scripture here. Walk with me, the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen to that. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God in him, I will trust. Check this out. You only know that. You only have that level of confidence. You only have that level of prayer when you know God for yourself. David, if you guys know anything about David, young king, he was always on the run because Saul was jealous. Saul wanted to kill him. But while David was on the run, David would find a place where him and God could just commune. And these things would come out of David. He would start to have revelation that God was a provider, that God was a place of safety that he could run to. Don't you know, as you're running to your jobs and you doing all these weekend tournaments with your kids, that you can run to your God? Don't you know that you don't have to just get to the crib or come to church on Sunday, but that you can create a space right where you are? That's why it's called a secret, y'all. It's a secret. Right now, I feel like right now, if somebody can receive that, you think the thing that you need is, I just need God to give me more time. No, you don't need more time. You just need more of him. You don't need more time. We serve a God that lives outside of time. He loves his children. When you call, he'll respond. The secret place. There's another one I like. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. David, king, the David that killed Goliath. How y'all think David killed Goliath? He was just a little boy. How do you think he had the confidence to step up to something that was bigger than him? When all the trained military that was there were running away from this giant, David stepped up to the giant. And all it took was one rock, even though he grabbed five. David knew something that most of us should know. And he found that when he was in the secret place. He had a confidence that his Lord was for him. And when you know that your God is for you, you look at your situation that may be bigger than you, and you show up, and you look it dead in the face, and you say, if God is for me, who could be against me? And you start to move with this level of confidence that will allow you to overcome that giant. So let me ask you a question. What is that giant in your life? Because the only way to take that giant out is through prayer. And let me add this. There was a season of my life where I felt like I just was struggling. You guys know when you just struggle? You feel like worry is just everywhere, no matter where you go, you can't find peace, you can't find joy, you don't have happiness. Like, there's just a heaviness that is on you. And I knew what it was. I just didn't know how to get rid of it. And I remember in 2020, chaotic for everybody that was in this room. I remember driving my car DoorDashing for all my DoorDashers out there. What's up? Get a bag, you know, the Lord provided. I would be in the car with him. And I would be worshiping him. Thanking God for all that he has done. But first, you know, like what I would tell people is this, like you got to learn to like empty yourself out before an Almighty God. That's why he really wants to spend time with you. Because he wants you to be able to empty yourself out. Some of us have so much worry, and that worry was from 5 years ago. Like you're not even in that season no more, but you're still feeling the effects of that season. Because that worry now is caked in your heart. And God been trying to pour in a blessing, but it just keep coming out because you got so much worry. So I just want to invite you into this space and say this. You got to remember, this is how, if you really want to learn, if you really want to understand why God calls you into spending time with him in the secret place, the first thing he's going to always do is he's going to remind you of his faithfulness. You're going to start remembering all the times that he was there for you. All the times when you knew you should have gotten in trouble, but you didn't get in trouble. All the times when you should have got caught, but you didn't get caught. And God was like, I seen it. You're lucky they didn't. He starts to remind you that he is faithful even when you're not. Because a lot of times when we're not getting into his presence, we forget. So when he calls us into his presence, it's to a lot of times to remind us that he is our shepherd and that we would never lack anything. And it's when you're opening up yourself and you're making room for God, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're giving your problems to God. I love the scripture here, y'all. Cast your cares upon him. It goes on to say, because he cares. Some of us have had bad fathers in our life that didn't care about us, and we try to put it on God. Well, why would God care about me? Why wouldn't he? He created you in his image. See, It's not coming to church every day that's going to save you. It's the one called Jesus Christ. When you put your faith in him, that saves you. So we can, because sometimes we come to church over and over and over again and over and over again, and we'll say, hey, guys, come for prayer, and it'd be like three people come up. And I'm not saying that to condemn. I'm saying that we don't always see the importance of prayer. Maybe we think, well, somebody prayed for me before, and it just didn't work. You know, I came, I prayed, but when I left, I still had worry in my heart. But what if what he really was wanting for you was to actually come to him in the quiet place where you can hear his voice? Sometimes he's like, yeah, I know you come up to prayer every time, but he's like, I'm at the house waiting for you too. Like, sometimes it's easy to play church. You can be right in church and still miss him. And it's his house. And one thing over the years that I've done is I've learned to value having a prayer life. Because I know I can't always make it to church, for one. So that can't be the only time that I experience his peace. That can't be the only time I experience his presence. But when we start to put into work what God says to do, to seek him, Matthew 6 talks about seek him in prayer and fasting. And I'm just saying right now, I'm a person that prays and fasts. Not every single day, because you, your boy like to eat. But when I am full of worry, anxiety, my flesh is going a million miles a minute, oh, I know it's time to get into his presence. And I got to suffocate that flesh. And here's the thing, when you are in that quiet time with God, I'm moving slow because I feel like there's somebody in here right now that hasn't been praying, and you've been playing. But if you're playing, at least play hide and seek. Hide in his presence and seek his face. Because situations that are in our life, It's not another job, and it's not another marriage, it's not another relationship. That's not gonna make you feel better, I promise you. Body of Christ, we should not be 50% divorce rate. If we really believe that prayer changes things, we will make sure that we do it every day. I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you what I know. My relationship with my wife, my son and my family did not come because I knew it all. I knew the one that knew it all. When I started to take his commandments and I started to apply it to my life, and when I started to see where it says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. When that manifested in my life, I got a little bit of a boldness to myself because I found out for myself. So let me ask you this question. Do you know about him or do you know him? Just a question I've been asking a lot of people lately. because I know my wife, and not just know about her because I spend time with her. We talk, we conversate, we be arguing too. But that's when I run to God in prayer and say, Lord, help your boy out. But and when you in love, oh Jesus, when you in love, you wrestle. Jacob wrestled with God. God hit him in his hip and dropped him. But guess what? After he dropped him, he gave him a new name. God wants to give somebody a new name today. That if you get into the presence of God and you start to wrestle with God, he'll give you a new name. Because maybe the name that you were given is tied to some shame. But if God gives you a new name and call you a king or a queen, and he just starts speaking truth to your life, I guarantee you, you'll walk different. So prayer is something that we have to do, right? So let me keep on moving. What would it look like to turn your worry into worship? See, when you're in the presence of God, this is what I've noticed. He'd be reminding me of all the times he done bailed me out. I just start speaking in tongues and going crazy. I start to worship the Lord. I'm like, yes, you're right, God. And this level of peace covers me. Because if he did it before, and he's the same God, I know that he'll do it again. So this level of peace I start to walk in, and now I don't have to be worrying anymore. I can worship him. And Paul says this too. He says it right here. He says, after you worship God and you have prayed with him and you've told him everything that you need, then you can experience God's peace. And it exceeds anything that you can even understand. I'm trying to help somebody today. If you really want to slap the enemy in the face, get a prayer life. Get a prayer life, a real one. Not one when you're just on the way to work and you're driving and you're praying in the car. I'm talking about a real one. You make time for Facebook, you can make time for God. You make time for them grandkids, you can make time for God. You can make time to go out to eat and schedule time in your calendar to hang out with your friends. You can schedule time in your calendar for God. That's how important it is. And that's the reason why I'm speaking so boldly, because I was a person. Even this year, y'all, I was so worn out from doing what God was calling me to do. Devil caught me, snuck me, boom, hit me. And I was covered in worry, even to the point that I started to cry. I don't cry like that, y'all. What do you do when the weight of whatever you're going through is starting to crush you? God called me to his presence. And I started to experience his peace. I couldn't even understand how I felt. I remember it was day two in the middle of my fast. I remember laying on the bed at home. How many of us got a fan in the room to kind of drown out the noise? Yeah, a couple people. I see y'all. Kind of get hot, don't it? But I remember laying there on my bed, and it was a peace that I've never felt. All I could hear was this. Listen. And I remember looking at, or talking to God, and I said, God, I hear you. It was just me and him. All the worries about tomorrow were gone. Fleeting thoughts of, am I following God's plan for my life? Didn't matter. Why? Because I was with him. I was with him. I couldn't even hear the fan going anymore. It was just me and him. That's what the Bible says. Be still and know. Oh, when I was still, I knew. So everybody with me real quick. Take a deep breath in. Come on. Blow it out. Do it again. Come on, one more. That's him. Right there. The breath that is in your lungs, that is his breath. That when you were born, he filled your lungs with his breath. So we call out our praise, we call out our praises, our breath. You remember that song? It's a good song. But he's already on the inside. You breathe him in and then you blow out the worry. You give it to him. Okay, let me keep going. So Paul, he says, this peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So Paul was a person that could talk like this. And the reason why I love this right here is because it's Paul saying this, not just somebody that never been through no trials. Paul was a person that was getting ready to be beheaded. He was in jail, underneath the bottom of the jail, and they get ready to take him out. But because he was a praying man, God showed up. Or Paul, when he was headed to Rome, on the way, he was shipwrecked. Anybody ever been shipwrecked before? Anybody been through a broken season of your life where everything was falling apart before? How'd you respond? A lot of times we respond in panic. Oh, Lord, what you doing? Lord, like, oh, what's going on? And sometimes we start to worry, but Paul did not. Why? Because Paul was in prayer, and God reminded him and told him, Paul, you will not die in the shipwreck. So I'm here to speak over your life right now. That thing that you're going through will not take you out. That broken season, that time that you've been arguing, that marriage will not fail. I'll speak that over somebody right now. Your marriage will not fail. That illness that you're dealing with in your body, it will not kill you. It will not kill you. I know it's hurt. I know it's hurting. It's got you weary. You want to give up, but it will not take you out. Because there's a God that is covering you. There's a God that loves you, and there's a God that sees you. There's a God that has a plan for your life. And I'm telling you, somebody can receive that right now. When you leave here, you go home and you create a space for you and God. That it wouldn't be all talk anymore. That you would grow. See, remember, we're doing a sermon series on how to be an effective Christian. Highly effective Christian. Not someone that actually just exists, someone that's thriving. We live in a very dark time where it's getting darker, and if you ain't got no power on the inside of you, it will crush you. No longer can we get away with just saying, you know what, man, you know, I ain't been in prayer, and you know, it's all right, God love me. That ain't gonna work. I'll just tell it how it is. You see what's happening in our country? See what's happening to our babies? You think the enemy cares about your relationship with God? It's the reason why on Facebook you keep running into things that you like that are entertaining your flesh. People that keep sending you texts that you know the Lord said delete and block that number. Some of us still got worry in our life because we just keep being disobedient. Uh-oh. You've been trying to shake it, and God's like, yeah, you need to shake that off. Jesus. I really desire for this house to truly have a prayer life. Like some of you do. You guys can attest to exactly what I'm talking about. And you're walking in that peace that Paul's talking about. Because Paul, in here, he is in prison, y'all. It's not like he's just out chilling. Like, Paul is actually in prison writing this letter to people that are free. Jesus. How does a person that's in chains, that's in prison, have more peace than people that are free? Jesus. I'm telling you, I feel my help coming. Some of us, all you have to do is just make room for him. It don't take long to be strong. Because I'm telling you, this is one thing that I would say. When you see people that like, man, they thriving. Man, they walking. Man, I just love how they are. Chances are they probably got a very strong prayer life. And I don't know about you, we need to see revival in this city. And we need some people to come together and pray. We need some people to come together and really get on their face and really start speaking in your heavenly language and really start giving God the glory and the honor that he deserves. Because when you do that, you start to see things shift. Oh, you've been living with anxiety. I dare you to get on your face. You've been worried about the issue with them bills. I guarantee you, if you get on your face, he'll take it all away. You want to wipe out worry? Get into the secret place. You want a secret sauce? Get into the secret place. Let me tell you a little secret. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Yes, you caught the joy. Because in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. When you get into his presence, you can be in the middle of a storm and you can give him glory. You can worship him. You can laugh even though there's a lot of lies. You can keep walking in truth. You can keep moving in darkness, but the darkness cannot overcome if you're walking in that light. Can I get an amen? That's why we need prayer life. So this is what I'm going to say, because I know I'm coming getting riled up. This peace he's going to give you guys is going to guard your heart. It's going to guard your mind. I understand some of us may have been diagnosed with mental health issues. I understand it's real. You know one thing I do believe in? Therapy. God has created space and places and people where you can go to start to renew this. Yes, you should be in his word. But also, God wants you to go to people that can give you a word too. That can show you how to navigate those thoughts. Because the enemy, I'm telling you, one thing about the enemy is he doesn't want you to use your resources. A lot of times as Christians, we can get very churchy and just think, well, I've been coming to church, you know, and it's still ain't working. I get it. It takes a bunch of different things a lot of times. As long as he is in the middle of it, you're going to be all right. And so for anybody that is struggling mentally right now, get into a place and a space where people can speak life into you, speak truth to you. I'm sorry, I know what it's like to feel depressed. I know what it's like to be trying to come to church over and over again and the same problems keep occurring. I know what it's like to be in the middle of a storm and you feel like the boat is starting to fill up with water and you're trying to like navigate, but you feel like you're sinking. But I know also what it's like when God grabs my hands and pulls me out. Peter, you guys remember Peter? Walked on water for a little bit, but as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he drowned. What if you put your eyes back on Jesus? Guarantee you're gonna walk on the waves. Peter didn't do that without by himself. I just want you guys to know that. He did it because God was with him. What could you do if God was with you? There we go. What could you do if you brought God into every situation? What would your life look like? If you really believed in the God that you serve. I'm not talking about like, oh, I believe. I'm talking about even demons believe that. I'm talking about what happens if you really know him. I gotta keep on moving, y'all. Got a couple more slides. So maybe you're like, okay, what do I gotta do to protect this peace? Because when you get it, best believe, the enemy is coming. You think he wants you happy? You think he wants you actually trying to work on things that were broken for years? And he starts to see you get it all put back together? Oh, no, he's coming. So let me tell you what you must do. Philippians 4:8 says this, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. This is what he says, his final thing. He says, fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Listen, he says, think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So can I just say, fix your focus. Because whatever you're focusing on is expanding in your life. If you're staring at the phone more than you're staring at the word, the phone's the problem. If you're starting to feel anxiety in your life, I want to ask you, what are you focusing on? Are you just seeing if it's Kamala or Trump? Are you just looking at that? We serve a king. Last time I checked, we were citizens of heaven. Last time I checked, your king was on a throne. Last time I checked, there is a spouse seated in heaven next to the Father. Last time I checked, our God got out the grave. What's it going to take for you to live it? Really believe it? Because we say it all the time, the same spirit that rose Christ from the grave lives in us, but we don't walk like it. What would it look like for you to fix your focus on him and not your circumstance? A lot of times there's a lesson that he's trying to teach us in the midst of the storm. He wants to show you that you can count on him. I know that God loves us. How do I know? Because he was in glory and came down. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to send his only son, Jesus Christ, to shed blood for me. The cross should have been us. But because of the love of God, he provided a sacrifice. So the least that we can do is sacrifice our time and make room for God. Second thing, you must fight to protect your peace. See, listen, y'all. Is this thing called spiritual warfare that is real? And the devil catches us off guard by keeping us busy. And busy can be broken down, being under Satan's yoke. And now you're weighed down from the worry. But if you get into his presence and actually fight, allow his, see, when you get into the presence, it's this fire. It's this holy fire that when you get in, it starts to purify you. It starts to cleanse you from the inside out. And no longer do you have those thoughts that you used to have. But now all of a sudden you start to see your life be transformed. And now you're living with this level of peace that only comes when you are living in Christ. So now your head was down, but now your head is up tall. Why? Because you fight. And that's why we have to put our faith in Jesus, y'all. Check this out. Paul knew something that I want y'all to know, that we should know. And it's this. Peace is not a position or a place. It's a person. It's a person. You want peace? Invite Jesus into your life. You want to see God do miracles in your life? Invite the miracle worker into your life. You want to see healing in your life? Then invite the healer into your life. I'm telling y'all, don't leave today. Grab it, then go home and throw it to the wayside. I'm not even saying nothing that deep. We say this every Sunday. You know, go out there and be the church. So I'm going to add this to it. Go home and sit at his feet. Martha and Mary. One knew the answer. Guess which one? The one that was at his feet. Believe that there's power in his presence. I'm going to keep on moving. Believe that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Paul knew it. Paul knew this because Paul was in situations most of his ministry where God had to bail him out. So maybe you have a testimony where you feel like it's been rough, but if you're still here today, you can attest that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, yeah? Some of y'all wasn't even supposed to be here. Devil been trying to take you out for years, but you still showed up to church. Been trying to take your family out, but for some reason, the wayward son is still here. Bill collector was calling, but guess what? A check was in the mail. I know y'all see the last slide. So simple as this. No God, no peace. But if you know God, then you know peace. Jesus. So today, my hope is that you will fight a little different. Don't just fight on your feet, fight on your knees. Don't fight like this, fight like this. Prayer is our weapon. Prayer will change your family. I believe in some of these praying mamas that I got in my life. Shantice, a couple others around here. Dara, Lisa, I mean, there's some people in my life. Brian, I mean, literally, I'm not here because of me. I truly believe that I've made it this far in my life because there were people that were praying for me. Praying for me when I couldn't even pray for myself. So y'all, we got communion coming up. You get an opportunity to lay your worries down at the altar. And this time, for those that God has touched, don't leave without getting some prayer. I want you to see how powerful it really is to be in his presence. Not just shout it and not just sing it, but to really experience it. And so I'm going to invite B to come up here, and he's going to lead us in the sacraments for today. Y'all, I love y'all. I thank y'all. Let's go out there and build a prayer life.
Thanks so much for joining us. To find out more about Hope Elim, follow us on Instagram at hope.elim or visit our website at hope-elim.org.